Jerry Bader Show 1050. Don't forget the Green Bay Area Friday. Families with children with cancer. Nicolet Bank, 830 to 11, 111 North Washington Street, downtown Green Bay. One of the things that has been said a lot is Republicans, in addition to piling on, and they should pile on the disaster that Obamacare has been, is offer their own alternative. Holman Jenkins Jr., today's Wall Street Journal, gives his prescription. I want to share it with you. Republicans are the only ones who can fix President Obama's broken promise now. The problem is simply stated. Millions will be losing their individual insurance policies that they were promised they could keep. They'll be expected to buy more expensive Obamacare-approved policies than they want or need, and to do so from Obamacare exchanges that aren't working. Mr. Obama's fix, which he proposed on Thursday and which was quickly debunked by the insurance industry and its state regulators, can't work because Mr. Obama can't let it work. He has to fight to preserve the central purpose of Obamacare, to use the individual mandate and Obamacare's compulsory benefit list to capture money from unwilling buyers of Obamacare's gold-plated insurance policies to subsidize others. Understand, that's why what he said can't happen. Because Obamacare won't let it happen, and he knew that, and he knew insurance companies couldn't go back and do it. And that's why he did it. It was empty. It was a red herring. Let's understand, the stumbling block to fixing Mr. Obama's broken promise is Democrats clinging to the central redistributive scheme embedded in Obamacare. There is no reconciling the two. Americans are beginning to understand that the essence of the Affordable Care Act is that millions of people are being conscripted to buy overpriced insurance they would never choose for themselves in order to afford Mr. Obama monies to spend on the poor and those who are medically uninsurable due to pre-existing conditions. Let me stop there because this is huge. This is huge. Americans have figured out the shell game. They're being forced to pay for more insurance than they want, so they can subsidize the insurance that people need. People who can afford the stuff they don't want are being forced to buy it so they can help pay for the insurance poor people need. Now, this has been there all along. And maybe people did understand it a little bit. But now they really get it. And they don't like it. So, going back to Holman Jenkins, both Mr. Obama and Republicans are blowing smoke in claiming that the damage done to the individual market by the forced cancellation of substandard plans, i.e. those that don't meet the purposes of Obamacare, can somehow be reversed at this point. It can't be. What can be done, he argues, is Congress creating a new option in the form of a national health insurance charter, under which insurers could design new low-cost policies free of mandated benefits imposed by Obamacare, and the 50 states that many of those losing their individual policies today surely would find attractive. What's the first thing the new nationally chartered insurers would do? Rush out cheap, high-deductible policies, allaying some of the resentment that the Obamacare mandate provokes among the young, healthy, and footloose affluent. In other words, wealthy young people who don't want to have to do this. They don't want to pay for that much insurance. He goes on. These folks could buy the minimalist coverage for various reasons. Makes sense for them. They wouldn't be forced to buy excessive coverage they don't need to subsidize the old and sick who do need. If this idea sounds familiar, it was proposed right here 3 years ago after the 2012 elections in which Democrats lost the House due to public disquiet over Obamacare. Because such a move could be sold as expanding the options under Obamacare and lessening the burden of an unpopular mandate, it always had potential to draw Democratic support. That's doubly true now the Democrats are saddled with President Obama's promise that anybody who liked their existing insurance can keep it. Mr. Obama's promise is not literally keepable, but the national charter would be the next best thing, letting millions find policies that are a good deal for them in their particular circumstances. And yes, this would also blow up the disingenuous financial engine of Obamacare. This is a feature, not a bug. The Obamacare exchanges would devolve into refuges for those who are medically uninsurable, but this seems increasingly likely to happen anyway. Having assumed the job of subsidizing the people, the federal government should do so honestly and openly and efficiently. Obamacare is dead on the vine. It becomes clearer by the day the only way insurers can make the Obama benefits package work at a monthly premium affordable by healthy people who don't qualify for subsidies is with massive deductibles and copays. Obamacare's individual mandate, as philosophically odious as some find it, would survive. An admirable principle buried in Obamacare that subsidies should be reserved for the needy would also survive. What wouldn't survive is the Democratic scheme to force everyone, regardless of age and actuarial risk, to buy a gold-plated package of benefits that will stimulate a wasteful race to spend more resources on health care. Spend more resources on health care to help pay for the poor. And down the road, by reforming Obamacare, much else could be reformed, including Medicare and the ill-begotten and destructive link between employment and health care. This outcome will shock liberals who have single-payer sugar plums dancing in their head right now. Let's leave them with one thought. The government-run systems you so admire in other countries mostly came about long ago. They came about to expand access to medical care at a time when medical care couldn't do all that much for people. We live in a different age. America, let's face it, would be embarking on a single-payer system not to expand access, though that slogan would be used, but to deny and limit care in order to control runaway spending. Liberals, you think you want to go there, but you don't. So what Holman Jenkins is really arguing is that you use this insurance charter to fix Obamacare. That is why I cannot possibly support it. Any plan that has as its goal fixing Obamacare is and should be toxic. I don't mind the charter plan, though. Here's where, you know, this is so frustrating to me. This is where Ted Cruz was right. But what a lot of people missed is Ron Johnson's on board with him here and other Republicans are. Repeal is still the answer. And as this thing gets uglier and uglier every day, and Jenkins just pointed this out, the Americans have figured out the con game here. They're being required to buy gold-plated policies they don't want to help people who can't afford insurance get the insurance they need. With each day that passes, and remember, we haven't gotten to the point where employer-provided insurance has been impacted by this yet, but it will. Repeal will become more and more and more and more and more possible and plausible. And that should be the goal. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.